Missourinet News, I'm Jason Taylor. A former Southwest Missouri lawmaker picked for the Missouri State Board of Education by Governor Eric Greitens has turned down his appointment. The News Leader reports Kansas Christian College President Delbert Scott declined the appointment after the newspaper informed him that his affiliation with the school disqualified him for the position. A spokesperson for Governor Greitens said Scott's appointment was an oversight and the office is looking for a replacement. A lawsuit seeking to block union efforts to get the state's new right-to-work law to a public vote could be headed to the state Supreme Court. The National Right to Work Foundation and Kansas City attorney Edward Grime contend language in a ballot summary the unions are using is extremely vague and misleading. Grime says the right to work law would likely be rejected if the summary goes before voters in its current form.
Once you're on the ballot, maybe a mistaken language or confusing language, people will just say, forget it. If I can't read it, if it doesn't make sense, if it's not a real sentence, you got to do better than that. I'm not going to vote for that. But that's all they need. And under the Court of Appeals decision, that's what they've got.
The appeals court decided in favor of the unions last Friday. Since then, Grime has filed to have the case moved to the Missouri Supreme Court. A website known for attracting illegal sexual activity is alleged to have been used for that reason by some Southwest Missouri businesses. Alisa Nelson reports.
Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley says several of the Springfield area businesses raided 2 weeks ago for suspected prostitution and trafficking advertised on Backpage.com. 13 businesses and 5 residents were involved in the bust.
Of the 13, a large majority, I think 9 or 10 of them, were operating without licenses as required by Missouri law. And so we have filed motions to shut down all the businesses that had no licenses, to shut them down completely during the pendency of our investigation.
Hawley would not say how many buyers, traffickers, prostitutes, and victims are involved in the investigation. Alisa Nelson, Missourinet.
Police are searching for a former Washington University researcher along with an Oxford University employee who are suspected in the stabbing death of a Chicago man. 42-year-old Wyndham Lathan was a postdoctoral researcher at Washington University in St. Louis from 2003 to 2007. Missouri Office of Administration officials are projecting that 40 to 50,000 visitors will be in Jefferson City for the August 21st eclipse. With heavy traffic coming, MoDOT has announced that the southbound Highway 63 bridge that crosses the Katy Trail just north of Jefferson City will reopen on Monday, 2 weeks before the eclipse. MoDOT's Kirsten Monk tells Missourinet the work will extend the bridge's life by 20 to 30 years.
What the public doesn't see is we did a lot of work underneath the bridge as well, going through and making sure the structure was in good condition, repairing in concrete areas where it's flaked off over the years or that.
About 30,000 vehicles cross the bridge per day. More at MissouriNet.com. This is MissouriNet.